Listener production.
From The Monthly and Listener, it's The Politics. I'm Rachel Withers, and today, an unacceptable risk. The charges against Bruce Lerman, the man accused of sexually assaulting Brittany Higgins, have been dropped due to serious concerns about Higgins' mental health. ACT Director of Public Prosecutions Shane Drumgold said he had received medical evidence showing that the, quote, ongoing trauma associated with this prosecution presents an unacceptable and significant risk to the life of the complainant, with Higgins now in hospital undergoing treatment. The harm, Drumgold noted, was not limited to entering the witness box, meaning potential changes allowing a recording of her testimony to be used in the retrial were not enough to limit the risk. Higgins' safety is the most important thing here, as reiterated by both Drumgold and Higgins, the latter in a statement she released via a friend. But what does it say about our justice system that seeking to use it should pose a, quote, unacceptable risk to the life of a complainant? It speaks to a system that is deeply broken, one that pushes alleged victims to breaking point, and one in urgent need of reform. Higgins has had it particularly tough in this extremely public trial. As Drumgold told reporters today, during the investigation and trial, as a sexual assault complainant, Ms. Higgins has faced a level of personal attack that I have not seen in over 20 years of doing this work. She had borne it, he added, with bravery, grace, and dignity. But it remains the case that every sexual assault survivor who tries to pursue a claim must contend with an adversarial system that seems to put the accuser on trial, questioning everything from their character to their motivation to what they were wearing. As Higgins herself noted after the first trial was aborted, it's little wonder the media kept referring to it as the, quote, Higgins trial. After all, she was the one who took the stand, her life, messages, and choices picked over, while the defendant was allowed to remain silent. This is a system that robs victims of their dignity, often leaving them more traumatized than when they started. None of this is new, of course. It is a point that has been made again and again and again, and was repeated by politicians and advocates today. This case has underscored the huge toll faced by complainants in sexual assault prosecutions, tweeted ANU's Global Institute for Women's Leadership, for which Higgins is a visiting fellow. We cannot continue to expect individuals to pay such a price in the pursuit of justice. Green Senators Larissa Waters and Sarah Hanson-Young released a joint statement on the need to strengthen trauma-informed approaches, noting the good work that is currently going on, but promising to push harder. As they said, in light of the strength and resilience Brittany Higgins has shown, the Greens will push anew for this and other procedural protections to be rolled out nationally as a matter of urgency. Independent MP Allegra Spender labelled the outcome heartbreaking, adding that, quote, our laws must be reformed so that survivors of assault can find justice without finding themselves on trial. It really is unacceptable that we have a justice system so brutal and re-traumatising that to submit to its processes should prove a, quote, unacceptable risk to the life of an alleged victim. It is unacceptable that it is so difficult to hold perpetrators accountable, or, as in this case, to get any kind of verdict at all. As it stands, Lerman's name will never be cleared, an outcome that is not fair on him either. It is unacceptable that our system dissuades victims from coming forward, knowing what they will be put through if they do. And it is unacceptable and deeply offensive that so little has been done about this, despite society being well aware of the impact this has on accusers. This is the end of the Lerman trial. As Drumgold said today, it is time for Higgins to be allowed to heal. And let's hope she can. Women nationwide are sending her their love and strength. But it cannot be the end of the matter, with Higgins having shone a national spotlight on the unacceptable flaws in our broken legal system, just as she shone them on our broken political culture. If a law exists that cannot be enforced, it is not really a law, tweeted the Parenthood Director Georgie Dent. If a justice system exists, but a person cannot access it, it is not really a justice system, she added. At the end of the day, Higgins' pain must not be in vain, and it will not be, if real change can come of this. Moving on to our good opinion of the day, ACT Chief Minister Andrew Barr has quoted Martin Luther King Jr. after Parliament lifted the ban on territories enacting voluntary assisted dying laws. As Barr said, "The arc of history bends towards justice." The ABC has covered what this means for the Northern Territory, which was actually the first place in the world to legalise euthanasia. And in today's bad opinion, opposition leader Peter Dutton has called for more detail around proposals for the Indigenous Voice to Parliament, saying his party will come to a position early next year. As he told Nine Media, "So far, I think there's a lot of sort of building bewilderment for people, including on the Yes case." Labor Senator and Aboriginal Elder Pat Dodson rejected his calls, saying Australia was being asked to vote on principle, not on detail, while frontbencher Amanda Rishworth called for Dutton to, quote, "be a leader." Talking numbers, and the government passed 61 bills in its first 6 months, the most government legislation passed in the first few months of a term since 2013. And in today's policy, potentially lost among the more contentious legislation, payday lending and consumer lease reforms passed the Senate last night, with measures to stop vulnerable borrowers from repeat lending and falling into debt spirals. The law includes a 10% cap on the amount of one's income that can be taken up in loan repayments. In today's episode of 7am, a Prime Minister will never again be able to secretly appoint themselves to act in multiple ministries. The practice will be made unlawful, with new rules to make appointments public. Even Scott Morrison agrees with that. He said as much when he rose in front of the Parliament to explain his actions. But the speech he delivered was hardly an admission of guilt. Today, columnist for the Saturday paper Paul Buongiorno on what Scott Morrison did when faced with the chance to explain himself. Listen to 7am Now on the Listener app. And that is The Politics for Friday, December 2nd. Subscribe to The Politics on the Listener app to hear new episodes as soon as they drop. And head to themonthly.com.au to subscribe to The Politics newsletter, delivered straight to your inbox every weekday afternoon. I'm Rachel Withers, and I'll talk to you again next week.